As a runner, I push myself. Good enough has never cut it with me. I always want to improve my performance. So when I realized that my house was using more energy than it should, I wanted to improve how it performed too. Thankfully, Avista helped me out. They offer energy efficiency rebates on insulation, high efficiency water heaters, even smart thermostats. Now my home runs just like me, in peak condition. Check out Avista's rebates for yourself. Go to avistautilities.com for more information.
It's time for House to Home on your radio. House to Home, where you'll hear from local people who turn houses into homes across the Inland Northwest, and how you can too. House to Home is brought to you in part by your friends at Rada Paint. Here's your host, Clyde Hazy.
And welcome aboard, folks. How are you doing today? You know, I was thinking about that this morning when I left my home early, and just as the sun was rising and how green my grass was looking, and I thought, oh yeah, my sprinkler system was running. Well, I knew what was going to be happening today, and I hope yours is doing well. But Tim Magny of Wilbur Ellis is here to join me. Tim, welcome aboard. We say thank you. I bet your phone is ringing like mine is. What's going on with those green lawns out there? And we're going to be talking about some flowering shrubs and trees and so forth. But first, let's just talk about lawns. What do you think is happening, Tim? Let me first clarify. Tim is kind of the guru of grasses and of golf courses around this area and advises all kinds of the pros in our area, and so that's why I always love to have Tim here. He's got all the answers, always.
Well, thanks for having me again, Clyde. And you're right. I get to talk to everybody from the Cascades to the Rockies about what's going on, and so we get to talk about it quite a bit. And you're right; those lawns took off this spring, and we're ready to go pretty quickly. Actually, most people were a little behind the eight ball on getting their sprinkler systems going.
Spring sprung,
and in a hurry, and it's kind of been odd. It's 1 week of 80s, the next week of 60s. 80s, 60s, just kind of transitioning through that.
So, you know, you and I are transitioning through that and say, gosh, it's warm, and the next time it's cool. And so what is the lawn doing right now? I mean, it's having the same problem, I assume.
It is. So 1 week it's really using that fertilizer well. The next week it's not using it so well. Ground temperature is a major factor. Heat and water kind of break things down. So it's kind of a little confused at times trying to get started.
Well, with that being said, we were saying that the ground temperatures actually have warmed up, and people don't understand it, but ground temperatures will drive any of the living plant material accordingly to the temperature of it being,
absolutely,
right? And so, and the grass is no different. Right now, what is our ground temperature about?
You know, it's been ranging right in that 60-degree ground temperature. So it warmed up in a really rapid hurry. And you're right, Clyde. We worry, as you've seen, there's a ton of weeds out. You know, when 55-degree ground temperature hit, the weeds went nuts. That's when their germination really kicks in. The other thing that's going on with our turf is a lot of insects that have creeped in this year. They overwintered well, and now they're in mass.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. And also, there's been some little moles and mice that weathered through the winter and into our lawn. So let's take one at a time here.
Okay.
We all are experiencing that. Probably the most common one is the majority of our insects that are in the lawn. What are we going to be doing for those right at this point?
Right. So a couple identifiers really quickly is if you water and the next day you notice some kind of larva-looking insect, little grubby things on your sidewalk or your driveway, you may want to think about having those identified and treated. If you've got a lot of starlings in your yard that are out there pecking away.
That's a bird now, right?
That's a bird, and they're feeding on those insects as well and the larvae that are in the lawn. So we've got a couple of things we watch for. One is those starlings, and the other is just after you water, making sure that you don't see any of those little grubs on the side.
Okay, what he's saying, folks, is that there's some dead giveaways that if you see, you know, if your grass isn't green and lush like mine is right now, but there may be starlings popping around here and there, and that is another giveaway that they're there for the feast, right?
Absolutely.
They're eating the grubs or bugs.
Right. Or bugs, yep.
Or bugs that are in your lawn. So that's the giveaway, folks. That's the trigger to say, you need to identify what type of bugs there may be. Now, you can say, well, gosh, I don't see anything because whenever I walk out there late in the evening, all I have is mosquitoes and these little black flies flying around, right?
Tons of those as well, yes.
Okay, can we overall spray with a general type spray that you could either professionally hired to have done, or what are you going to talk intelligently to someone about?
Yeah, so there's a lot of lawn care professionals out there that understand how to treat for turf insects, be it crane fly, bill bug, chinch bug, anything that, that is out there this time of year.
Right.
They could talk to you. You know, when you go into the store like the Northwest Seed and Pets or one of those, you know, maybe have your phone
have
that had a picture of it.
We right.
I get pictures all day, every day from everybody about something.
Right.
So have a little ID picture with you, understand what you're looking at. And be able to identify what's going on better, because you don't want to get the wrong stuff and then it not
exactly
do what you want it to do. So,
well, identify, folks. What I'm trying to do is to help you become educated what you're looking for. And the issue is that if you do not treat it, then when the weather really warms up and stays warm for a long period of time, you're going to see some brownness at the tips of your lawn, right? And that's where the chewing are all the way around.
Or big pieces, because they'll eat the turf right up. They'll eat the root right off of it.
So what is the most common one in our area of Spokane, let's say?
Right now we're seeing a ton of crane fly larvae, and
okay.
they call that larva a leather jacket, and it's about an inch long.
So it's noticeable.
It's big. And in another month, that's going to turn into that big flying thing that's barely over the turf that looks like a mosquito, but it's a crane fly adult.
Okay.
It's not a mosquito eater. It's not anything. It is a crane fly adult going to be flying all over. It's a very large insect. Then it lays its eggs, and then again they hatch again in the fall. So if we see all this activity, expect in the fall we're going to have more damage. So
okay.
We have those. We have bilba, but we have a number of different turf insects because our winters and our heat of our summers has been so vast.
And the ground temperatures, folks, they have warmed up, and you have created, with watering and with fertilizer, you've created an environment that
for
is just
that.
It's just really going to cultivate that, right?
Oh, very much so.
So be aware of that. So if you're asking someone to turf spray your yard, have them write down what they're going to be spraying for. Would that be the correct thing? Not the name of the spray, but as much as the product?
Understanding what they're going to do.
Just, right.
Are you treating for weeds? Are you treating for fertilizer? Are we treating for insects? Make sure you've identified what you do have there.
Okay. My next thing is that people are saying, well, I need to go out and weed and feed my lawn.
Right.
What are your thoughts?
I hear a lot of that.
I know. I do too. And I say, oh, come with me.
Well, there's a few things that we got to worry about. So last year was a major crabgrass year. Everybody had crabgrass along the sidewalks, the curbs, and everything. We are going to have another major crabgrass year if something doesn't happen. And that's a pre-emergent for that crabgrass. I'm a little concerned that if we don't get it done quickly, we are going to miss the boat, and then you're going to see it all along the edge again.
What drives that quickly? You mean if we take care of it right? Is it the weather or is it what, the calendar?
It's ground temperature again.
Ground temperature.
Drives the germination of the crabgrass, which then starts to germinate, and then it all shows up right along the edge of our grasses.
So okay.
Little lighter, wider bladed grass. It doesn't show up till about end of June, July. So we've got a little window to treat for that still.
Right. But weed and feed right now is good for the lawn?
Weed and feed, if I have actively growing weeds, it's fantastic.
Actively growing weeds.
But if I'm thinking about the crabgrass, it's a pre-emergent, not a post-emergent. We got to be really clear in what we're trying to discover here or do. If we want to kill the weeds that are up, we use a weed and feed. If we want to kill the weeds that could be coming, that's a pre-emergent.
Okay, folks. Do you understand what Tim just said? If you actively see the weeds growing and the dandelions blossoming, that's an active weed.
Right. Post-emergent weed control goes on there, weed and feed.
Right. But if you want to prevent that from happening?
Pre-emergent weed control.
Okay.
So we think about it post, afterwards, pre, before.
Okay.
Really important.
It's very important that you understand when you're spending your money to make your green grass. You know, we're going to be looking at more of these ideas and be taking care of that. But as we're watering, Tim, we got about 2 minutes, and we want to talk about what about watering right now? What are
right.
you finding? What's going on?
Well, you know, I mean, some people just turn their systems on and leave them start like they finished, which isn't good. We've got
no.
We really want to monitor what water we're putting on. I think today it could be little as 2 to 3 times a week.
Yes. Yes.
Most lawns. But we do want to be watering because I know even mine was showing a little bit of drought stress. It starts to get that little grayish tinge on it. I know now I want to water. I'm manually doing that so that I just don't set the system to go every day because I wouldn't want it to go every day right now.
You know, and I'm going to close this section here in saying that, Tim, that, you know, the old-fashioned way of taking the tuna fish can.
Oh, yes.
It still works, doesn't it?
I tell that story every day, all day.
Tell us again.
So when you water, you want to water at one point in time, enough to fill a tuna can.
Or thereabouts, about a 1 inch. Yes.
Right. And if I'm having watering issues, I like to use those to see if I am watering or not.
Or if you got good coverage. But right. Don't have to water more than that. I'm trying to say, you don't have to water every day is what I'm trying to say. Okay.
An inch is usually a good barometer.
Okay. Okay, Tim, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about those trees that have given us some shade, but they've also given us something falling out of them now. So come back and join us here on House to Home with Tim Magny from Weber Ellis.
When it comes to adding long-lasting color to your world, let Rada Paint give you a hand. It'll be a snap with Rada Paint's quality coatings, vast color choices, and plenty of painting supplies. Visit your local Spokane Rada Paint stores today or go online to radapaint.com. That's radapaint.com.
Rada Paint. Finish right.
You're listening to SpokaneTalksOnline.com, Spokane and North Idaho's business and community talk station.
As a runner, I push myself. Good enough has never cut it with me. I always want to improve my performance. So when I realized that my house was using more energy than it should, I wanted to improve how it performed too. Thankfully, Avista helped me out. They offer energy efficiency rebates on insulation, high-efficiency water heaters, even smart thermostats. Now, my home runs just like me, in peak condition. Check out Avista's rebates for yourself. Go to avistautilities.com for more information.
Hi, this is Kent Adams, co-host of Business Talks. I'd like to introduce you to a couple of friends, Lisa and Alan Gwaltney of Window World. I've known Lisa and Alan for a number of years and know them to be honest and caring folks. They take pride in their windows, sliding doors, and blinds. So when it comes to your home, call them direct at 509-456-5880. That's Window World of Spokane and Coeur d'Alene. And if you tell them Kent sent me, they'll give you 5% off a 5-window installation. Call them today at 456-5880.
A special thank you to our friends at Tom Sawyer Country Coffee, the official coffee supplier here at Spokane Talks Online.
And welcome back to House to Home. I'm Clyde Hosey with Tim Magny from Weber Ellis. And again, for those of you who are joining us late, Tim Magny is the guru, as I keep on calling him, of green turf, green shrubs, and healthy shrubs. And I know all of you that are listening may have one or the other all there. The first half we were talking about green lawns, and the second part was I'm talking about are the trees that are so beautiful and we're enjoying the spring days and summer is coming. I was just talking to Ken Adams, and he's saying his wife went to see a soccer game. She came back. She sat in the coolness of a tree. She came back. She was covered with some worms. Kim.
Yeah.
Tim, what is happening here?
Absolutely. Some of those spring nuisance pests are out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So some leaf rollers were on the tree and just kind of came.
They just fell down.
Tumbling down. Yeah. It is. You know, they're really not damaging anything, but boy, are they a nuisance.
And the
kind
creepy.
Of a creepy little thing when you're sitting there and not really noticing all of a sudden these webs of little worms are all around you.
Yes. So, yes.
Yeah. Again, they're not going to damage the tree to a point or that, but they sure are a nuisance.
But aren't they going to munch on the leaves?
A little bit, but they're just going to be out there. So we probably should try to do something about treating them.
Well, during the break, Tim, we were talking about it, and mm-hmm. we were saying a lot of people will get their yard sprayed and they get a green lawn instantly, but what happens on the other side when you spray the trees?
Well, then if we do our job spraying trees, you don't have any problems. So nobody really sees value in not having problems. We get called out when there's a problem, and then we got to treat it.
Right.
Like we were talking about at break, 4-1 at least, lawn applications to tree applications, because the value in that isn't seen. But we know it's valuable.
The environment that the canopy, which is your lawn, I mean your tree is putting on your lawn, is actually very, very important. Oh. It covers both the lawn and the tree itself. So Tim is saying, when you're buying a service, buy a good dormant spray, a good spray service for your shrubs and environment
Absolutely.
On the trees, right?
Yep. Yeah. No.
And then make a healthy lawn even in some cases.
Oh, it'll help out the whole environment. I mean, it helps, you know, we know that a good shade tree helps to cool your house.
Right.
A good lawn helps
right.
to do all those things. We get carbon, you know, loading with those. And so trees and shrubs are a great value to our home, more than the turf is. But we put more value because we can see the turf turn green better and the weeds die. But if we do our job in trees and shrubs, we don't see any insects.
Okay, Tim, if we do our job right, we should have started last fall for this spring, right?
We sure could have. You bet. We could.
What should we have done or cut this coming fall?
So we could dormant spray. And dormant spraying is really important because that's an oil and a fungicide typically together. And what we're doing with that is smothering those overwintering insects in the eggs. And also putting a fungicide and a bactericide so we just keep them good and healthy and coming out of spring right. So if we dormant sprayed, not going to necessarily mean we don't get any bugs, but we are going to really set ourselves up for a better spring, better summer.
Okay. The next question. Okay, so now it's springtime.
Mm-hmm.
They fertilize their lawn. What should they be spraying the shrubs with and for?
Right, so we got to think about what could be out now. Aphids could be out now. Caterpillars, as we just stated,
oh, yeah.
are all over the place. We've seen a lot of flying black flies.
Yeah, what
and
is that?
Other. Those are nuisance little black flies. They like running water, and they've talked about them at the parks and some
yes.
of those places. They're a real nuisance pest, and they're usually not in standing water. They're in moving water. So,
really?
Yeah, which is kind of different from a mosquito. So a
mosquito
right. would be in non-moving, stagnant water, whereas those are coming from faster-moving water is what they like. So, but the application for that is to spray our plant material around and keep them out of our general vicinity. Really helps with that.
And now when you have a flying object in your airspace of your yard, and yet the neighbor doesn't treat anything, they will still kind of come in and invade you a little bit, but not as much. I mean, if you can all kind of
right.
work at it together.
Right. We just try to keep our area good.
Okay.
But there's no doubt flying insects are coming from wherever they're coming.
Wherever they're going to come from.
Yep.
Now, what about the wasp population this year? Are we going to have a tough one, or what's going to happen?
Those paper wasps have already started.
Everybody's
really? House has got the little things going. I've seen them on the trees and shrubs. I've seen them everywhere already. Wasps are going to be a major factor this year.
Is there any that preparation that I can do at this time for them? Is there anything we can do to control it? Because the barbecue season is going to be just totally destroyed if they continue to come on.
Yeah, you know, we worry more about the yellow jackets for the barbecue season more than the paper wasp, but they are everywhere you look, there is a nest of those things.
Okay, so, what is the difference between the two of them now, Tim?
So you can see when a paper wasp is making those little tiny little nests all over your eaves and throughout
the
shrubs.
The circular ones.
Yep, the little circular ones. Yellow jackets are going to be either in the ground or have a bigger nest, and they're more the meat eaters. They're more the feeders. Those are the ones that are going to be at, you know, about shoulder level to waist level, and that's their vantage point. That's why they're bothering you at the picnic table. But those are the yellow jackets.
Okay.
So they're a little different body shape than a paper wasp.
Besides putting out wasp collectors or
– and those are yellow jacket collectors.
Okay. Is there anything else we can really do for those – I mean, in our yard? I don't really know.
Yeah, in your yard, in our normal yards, no. We make them uncomfortable. We knock down the nest. We try to hose them off and do those kind of things. There's some pest control operators that can put some things up in those areas to deter them from being
right.
around in there. Some sprays that last 30 days, that kind of thing. But overall, they're out, and they're really just a nuisance at best, and they're everywhere.
Okay, let's talk about the foundations around our homes.
Mm-hmm.
We should be spraying for hobo spiders.
And ants right
talk
now.
Talk to me about that one.
Oh, they're just like everything else. We are seeing tons of that because of the heat of the house going up. You know, they're going
right.
in and out like crazy now. So ants, spiders are very active.
Well,
right
I didn't
now.
Mention ants yet, but I'm ready
they're
to go into that.
Active.
I'm seeing yards that are literally just getting covered with ants. What? How come? What's going on?
And the carpenter ants are out.
Yes.
Yes. Again, everything has just hatched at one time this year. It just seems like everything came to a head at one particular time and everything happened.
Okay. Now, when I bring in a service, that I can have control of the insects. Mm-hmm. What do you recommend I would do for this ant control? Can we get that one along with the bug spray?
Yep.
Can we get these all put into one, or what do we ask for? I want to be educated.
Right. So you can with certain ones. Some of the pest control products are specific to people who have the license to actually apply that. There's a difference between being able to spray ornamental plants.
Yes.
Ornamental lawns.
Yes.
And pests.
So okay.
They have to have a different category on there. Everybody that sprays should have a pesticide
license.
When you're
asking.
You should ask about it. Are you a licensed applicator, and are you licensed for that application?
Folks, what we're trying to do is to save you the money. I know you're going to spend it for the spray, but let's get it done by the person who knows
right.
what they're doing. And that's what Tim is saying, right?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Because there's some great ant sprays right now that will eliminate ants.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Eliminate them for the season. Easy.
So stepping on them doesn't work?
No. That'll take you a little while, Clyde.
A little while. So, again, this is not a game, folks.
I can see
this
Clyde
is war.
Running around his yard now tonight. Yeah.
This is war, I can tell.
Right.
Okay, so with that being said, we need to ask our applicator or the person that's going to be doing it, are you licensed and bonded to go ahead and spray for ants, spray for the creepy
right.
crawlers?
And what are you spraying? What kind of results should I expect? What
right.
do I want to see out of it?
Ask
some good, pertinent questions to find out what the length of time control is, what they're doing, how they're doing it.
Now,
you may not understand the chemical names and all the stuff that they might say, but you want to know that you're paying for the results that are going to happen.
Okay. So now this is my recommendation, Tim, and you could agree or not agree or add to it.
Okay.
I always believe in asking questions, folks, and I think that's the reason why Tim and I get along so well. We talk about the common problem that we all are facing with. What am I going to do when I have the answer? Then I'm going to sit down and I'm going to think it through, write it down, and either research it on the websites, or can I go to like Northwest Seed or someplace or and then cross-check on that information, or can we
sure.
call Wilbur Ellis?
Yeah, or even call another applicator
okay,
and get a second opinion on some of those
opinion.
Things.
Okay.
Not a bad idea, because the problem is I get a lot of this talk to is, oh, I saw it on the internet. I'm telling you, there's a lot of fishy stuff on there that doesn't really make any sense. So
okay.
researching on there, although I do it, if I look for control, I look for the things that I understand make
right.
sense. So,
but you read different books than I
do.
Read.
I do. So ask for a second opinion. Call around. It's
yeah.
not a bad thing to do that as well.
And that is so important because it's only $50 or only $180 for a season of it. But guess what, folks? That's a lot of money.
Yes.
And if you don't get good results and you end up with problems like we've got now, you're going to be saying, what did I spend it for? And that is where Tim is saying, get a complete package. Control the spiders. Control the little ants within
right.
your home. Then control the bugs in the trees. That's
yep.
so
yep.
important. Then control, the other issue is your lawn issues that we want to
mm-hmm.
deal with. Now, any other thoughts on mice? Because I'm seeing a lot of rodent problems.
A lot of rodent problems. You see it in the junipers. You see the flagging in the dead
yes.
branches. You look
yes.
down. I got a text the other day. He says, it's got to be disease. I said, oh, no, it doesn't. It's got to be mice. He says, no, you got to be wrong. I said, check. So, yep, sure enough, digging down, and you see they've banded, they've eaten the bark off of right down at the root level. Boom, they're done. Or the field mice have come in, or the voles have come in quite a lot from there. So,
well, I've also noticed on some of the fruit trees and some of the trees in the yard where the tall grass is at, what's
yep.
happened is that the mice got into that, and they've actually girdled
it, ate it.
They've ate it. All
yep.
that cambium.
Rabbits will do the same thing.
Rabbits will. Okay.
Yep.
Squirrels
rabbits.
Will even get in there. I mean, they'll bury their little acorns
yep.
here.
Rabbits and mice will eat that bark right off of there.
Okay. So do some research is what we're saying, and I think that what Tim is saying, getting a second opinion. Overall, Tim, we should be into about our third time of fertilization to the green lawns. Is that right, about this time of the year?
Oh, at least our second for sure. Our
okay.
second, we should be thinking about what's going to be happening next.
Or weed and feed if we see
yep.
active weeds,
weed
right?
and feed, and there's a lot of active dandelions right now.
Okay. Is there other good sprays that could be used on dandelions besides a weed and feed, but understand it?
Yeah, there's a lot of good homeowner type of things that you can use a hand can or a backpack for. A couple of key things, make sure you mix it properly. Read and follow
yep.
those label directions because you don't – a glug is okay. Two, three, four might do the job. No,
more is not better.
More is not better. It's too many times I see these lawns that have little circular patches
yep.
that people have done
yep.
overdo. You don't have to overdo. These chemicals are specific today for the weeds or for the bugs. and the label is the law. So we want to read and follow those directions and always put in a good surfactant. And what a surfactant does is helps to spread that out and activate it into the weed better. We do a far better job when we utilize those as opposed to just the herbicide.
Ivory soap even works good, doesn't it?
It can. The only problem with ivory soap is it helps to spread it out, but it doesn't help to do anything to get it into the weed. So,
good point.
You want something that activates it into the weed as well. We don't want to just make the water wetter. We want to make it better.
Well, as you can see, folks, we have a lot of action to be taking place in our yard because it's happening already in our yard, right, Tim?
Fast and furious. Yep.
Okay. And guess what? I still have my list of questions for Tim, and I'm going to have to bring him back for doing another show here right away. In fact, when we get done with this, and we're going to do another one, Tim, because I have a few more questions to kind of finish up.
Okay.
You know, that's what we do here on House to Home. We try to give you information that you can actually dissolve into your own use and resolving it. Tim, with Wilbur Ellis, they are the phenomenal people. Again, they don't do the work. They sell the product to your applicator, right,
Absolutely.
Tim?
Absolutely. We sell it to them.
You sell it to them, and you consult with them and tell them, here's what's going to be happening. So for at this time, I'm going to take a break on it because, Tim, we need to come back. I want to cover the next show and cover some of the things looking forward into the summertime that we should be preparing for. So for now, this is Clyde Housie on House to Home and Tim Magny with Wilbur Ellis. We're going to see you next time on House to Home.
House to Home with Clyde Housie is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksOnline.com, which is solely responsible for its content. Ask Clyde a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. House to Home is brought to you each week by Rada Paint. You can turn your house into a home. We're here to help.
When it comes to adding long-lasting color to your world, let Rada Paint give you a hand. It'll be a snap with Rada Paint's quality coatings, vast color choices, and plenty of painting supplies. Visit your local Spokane Rada Paint stores today. Or go online to RadaPaint.com. That's RadaPaint.com.
Rada Paint. Finish right.
As a runner, I push myself. Good enough has never cut it with me. I always want to improve my performance. So when I realized that my house was using more energy than it should, I wanted to improve how it performed too. Thankfully, Avista helped me out. They offer energy efficiency rebates on insulation, high efficiency water heaters, even smart thermostats. Now my home runs just like me, in peak condition. Check out Avista's rebates for yourself. Go to avistautilities.com for more information.